Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Today, we're live today.
Hello.
On the Arthur Larry Tune Doctor Radio Show, we have Nancy Hicks from Pennsylvania. She's a former specialist stylist at the show, the famous show. You might know Nancy Hicks on the show QVC. And for those who do not know her, first time meeting her, I would let Nancy, glad to have you today on the show, Nancy. How are you doing today? How are you doing today? We'll let Nancy
Hi,
Larry.
The it's good to be.
How you doing, Nancy?
Hi there. It's good to be with you, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Oh, that's good. That's wonderful. I'm glad to have you. And it would have been early, but that we had a show scheduled early, but that show didn't turn out. I'm glad Nancy stayed with around till we got this show here going. So with the grace of God, it was meant to happen anyway. For those who do not know Nancy, for those of you who do not know Nancy Hicks, she's from Pennsylvania. A lot of us know about that show QVC. At this time, Nancy, could you tell the people who don't know you, because a lot of people do know you, and tell them about, just the style of things you did at QVC.
Well, I was I worked on air with QVC for 10 and a half years, and I was a style expert with them. So a lot of people would know. So QVC, first of all, for people who don't know, QVC is the world's largest electronic retailer, so home shopping. And it's all over the world. And the headquarters for QVC for the U.S., actually for all of QVC worldwide, is just about 20 minutes from my house here in outside of Pennsylvania. So I was with QVC as an on-air spokesperson for one line of women's apparel that your listener may know. It was City Knit. And then it evolved into another line called Effortless Style. I did that for 7 years. And then for 3.5 years, I moved from women's apparel into home goods, beautiful home goods like towels and blankets and candles and things like that. So that's what I was doing on air with QVC, speaking to millions of viewers, various shows a week, every week. And I loved it. I absolutely loved my time there.
Oh, yes, yes. And I'm very familiar with the show, QVC. I watch it myself.
I
watch it myself. I really do. Yeah, I watch it myself.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I watch it myself. Okay, we'll move right along. Everyone, you just tuned in. We have Nancy Hicks from Pennsylvania, and Nancy is also, she is the author of Meant to Live. And that book is available on Amazon.com. She's the author of Meant to Live, Your Meant to Live. That book is available on Amazon.com. Nancy, could you tell the viewers or the listeners, what inspired you to write? What inspired you and motivated you to write a book called Meant to Live?
Well, it may seem a little strange that someone who worked on air with QVC for 10 and a half years would then turn around and write a book called Meant to Live, Living in Light of the Good News. I mean, in a way, it could sound a little strange only because it's a book that is really addressing mostly the church in North America. So I think a little bit of the backstory for me is that I've grew up in the church, grew up in Canada, then moved to the U.S. 20 years ago, and I've always been a leader in the church. And even when I was working on air with QVC, I just left 2 years ago, and the reason I left is because God was really clear with me that all of my background in communication, and I was in communication long before I was with QVC, that all of my experience in communication was really for the purpose now of taking all the speaking and the television and the Bible teaching and putting it into a speaking ministry. So I started a speaking ministry 4 years ago called Nancy Hicks Live after I got my master's in theology. I did that while I was working for QVC. So always serving in the church as a leader. So when this book, Meant to Live, was coming to me, it was while I was in ministry, traveling around the world to places like East Asia. I can't name a particular country, but one East Asian country, and the Philippines and Haiti and Albania. And I was traveling to these areas, and I was noticing that in these parts of the world, the church is really alive and growing every day. But I noticed a contrast that here in North America, the opposite is true, that in fact the church is in radical decline. Now, that's not only true, there are a lot of good things happening, but overall, churches and size of churches are in decline. And so when I looked at the two, the contrast, I was really concerned. And so I started, after decades of being a leader in the church and seeing people who weren't really, to me, looking very alive. There's supposed to be such amazing news. I could talk about fashion on television with QVC and help people feel beautiful and alive, but that's only going to take you so far. The good news of God's love to the world through Jesus Christ is awesome news, and I'm looking at people who are carrying this news, and they don't look very alive, and they're not acting very alive. So I identified in the book, four what I call camps of Christians who are not reflecting God's glory in themselves. And it has people looking at the church and saying, if that's what it means to be a Christian, no thanks. I want no part of it. So people who are Christians are looking and going, no thanks. People who are non-Christians are looking and saying, no thanks. So I said, we have to do something here. We have to give the actual good news again. And we have to get people, and actually through the rest of the book, after I diagnose these camps and talk about what's wrong, I spend the rest of the book equipping the reader with ways to, instead of reacting against each other and the world, instead of doing that, responding, looking up and responding to God's great call to life, come alive. And I don't know a soul around me who doesn't want to feel more alive. So I spend the rest of the book equipping the reader with things like excellence and humility and honesty to help them get back to the core of the calling over every one of our lives by God to come alive. That's what the book's about.
Okay. Everyone needs to come alive. That's what the book is about.
Don't you want that,
come
Larry?
I got a lot more things to ask Nancy, but at this time, we want to go to a call-in line, see if a call-in line is ready.
Great.
Now. Anyone on the call-in line, want to say anything to Nancy Hicks? On-air specialist, she's always been in communication, special stylist, former special stylist at the show QVC. Go ahead, call-in line.
Yeah. My name is Annette Tom, and I would just like to say good afternoon to Miss Nancy Hicks. And
hi,
I was
there.
Just listening to what you were saying, and it's true about your book, Meant to Live, and you saying come to life, come alive, and I like that because, it feels good to, be motivated to have something, to motivate you to come alive. And I like the book. And you have a website also, doesn't you? A website?
Yes. Yes, Nancy.
Because I went on there, I think, this morning. Yes.
Oh, Say that again. I'm sorry.
I said, do you have a website? I mean, it was something I went on this morning. It was a website.
Definitely, I have a website. And my website is Nancy Hicks, H-I-C-K-S, Live, L-I-V-E, nancyhickslive.com. And if you go to my website, there are resources there, videos and materials that I've written. Certainly, you can get my book on Amazon, but absolutely on my website there are lots of resources for people to help us all come alive.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Carla. Thank you, Carla.
Thanks for your question.
Yes. Thank you.
My joy.
Okay, and now she's also, Nancy Hicks, she just tuned in. Today I'm going to play the episode back on Twitter, Blog Talk Radio, LinkedIn. But if you just tuned in to the Author Larry Tune Blog Radio show, I have Nancy Hicks from Pennsylvania, and she's speaker too. She's also a speaker. She's author of Meant to Live. Meant to Live can be ordered off Amazon.com. You can get Meant to Live off Amazon.com. Now, I would like to ask Nancy this. Your mission is to raise up women around the globe. Raise up women around the globe by uniting them and equipping them. Could you explain how you unite them all together and explain how you equip them, please?
Absolutely, Larry, and thank you for asking. So let me say, when I started this ministry, when I was in seminary, I was looking at the books on missiology and what's going on around the world. And I was noticing in the most recent books on missiology, I was noticing that there are a lot of people who are coming to know of God's love to them through Christ. They're coming to know all around the world, South America, Africa, Asia. And one of the things that's true is that women are working tirelessly in these parts of the world, as are the men, except that the men in the church are still mostly the ones who are getting the biblical training and the leadership development. The women who are working equally hard are not getting nearly the training or the leadership development. And so I'll give you an example. When I was in one of these East Asian, in Albania. And when I was in Albania, a woman that I met, and now Albania was called an atheist nation. They self-identified as the only atheist nation in the world under communist regime. When they recently, within the last, I don't know, was it 40 years or so, they said, we are no longer an atheist nation. And their first generation Christians, mostly it's a Muslim nation, but the Christianity is just beginning to grow there. And I met a woman who was a pastor, and she was the pastor of two churches. They were an hour apart. Her husband's a farmer, and he farms the soil, but the soil is so dry that there's really very little farming, so they don't have much money. But she's the pastor of two churches, and in each church, she also leads two Bible studies in one and three in another, and she goes between these two churches all week long, teaching the Bible and pastoring the churches, too. And with very, very little resources. So when I go to these countries, and in fact, I'll be going to Haiti again. I was in Haiti a couple years ago, and then I'm leaving actually in about 3 weeks to go back to Haiti. When I go, I do leadership development of the female leaders. So sometimes they pull together 30 liters, sometimes over 200, sometimes more. And we equip them, we ignite them, so I'm able to breathe courage into them through the Word of God. I'm able to give them practical training on particular things that they may need. How do you read a text of Scripture and teach it that makes it relevant and applicable to a context where a woman is not seen as an equal? How do you do that? How do you get a woman up and make sure that she knows how to speak with confidence? And we do all kinds of training, and the soul of the woman to care for, is she connected to the source of all life, that's Jesus? Is she connected, and does she know how to care for her own soul as a leader when she's giving and giving and giving all the time? So we do all kinds of practical things. I do a lot of media, radio, television, when I'm in these different countries. But definitely, I know I'll be speaking at the seminary when I'm in Haiti as well. But definitely when I'm in these places, I don't exclusively speak to women, but I definitely target the women, and in particular the female leaders. Did that answer your question, Larry, or do you have follow-up questions?
It answers my question very well. It does. And that says she speaks. And did you say you're speaking in Haiti? Did you say you speak in Haiti too?
Yes. I was already in Haiti, and now I'm going back in about at the end of February. I'll be back in Haiti.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Very encouraging. And now, what I would like to ask you, what college did you attend, if you attend? What college did you attend, Nancy?
Oh, sure. So I grew up in Toronto in Canada, and I graduated from the University of Toronto, and that was a few years ago. I graduated from the University of Toronto, and then 4 years ago, I graduated with my master's in theology from Eastern University. Their seminary is called Palmer, and it used to, for 80 years, that's 80 years, it was called Eastern Baptist Theological Seminary. And actually, it was positioned in near the city, very close to the city of Philadelphia, just kind of right on the edge. And it actually, for decades, served the inner city pastors in Philadelphia. Largely an African-American seminary. And so now it's called Palmer Seminary, and I think it still is largely an African-American seminary, but they've moved it, its location now. So I think things are changing a little bit. But when I went, it was actually largely an African-American seminary, which I did for specific reasons. There were reasons I chose that seminary.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well. Now, everyone, we have 10 minutes left in the broadcast. Nancy Hicks, from Pennsylvania, live on the show today. Now, we would like to ask Nancy, there are some new things, what future things, new things you may be working on now?
Oh, that's a great question. So right now, actually, with Meant to Live, I'm in the middle of recording the audio version of Meant to Live. So the audio version comes out of the book the end of February. And then we're also doing a six-week, six sessions sort of a Bible study on the book as well, which will come out in May, which we're really excited about. And I have to say, because we have a lot of speaking coming up, but also I've started my next book, which it'll be, you know, a couple of years coming, but I'm very excited about delving into the next big writing project. So we're busy. We're doing all kinds of fun things just to serve, to make sure that we serve people, but in particular women here in North America and certainly around the globe.
Okay, that's good. That's good. She has a new, she's thinking about, she's working on a new book. She just said that it'll be a couple of years from now, but she's very excited about it, you know, about a new, she's working on a lot of new things. Yes, and I'm sure that there was someone in your life who inspired you the most in your life, Nancy, and who is this particular person in your life that inspired you? You know, maybe aunt, maybe a mother, you know, a poet. Was there any one particular person who inspired you?
Actually, it's absolutely true that the first person that comes to mind is my mom, who was a single mom. My dad left when I was a little girl, and she raised us. And it's absolutely true that my mother, I absolutely adored her, and we were very close, and she was a huge cheerleader. And actually, I dedicate this book to her. But I will say, beyond my mother, I'm looking right here. I'm in my office, and I'm at my desk right now. And I'm looking straight ahead at a picture that I have on my desk. And the picture is of a woman who is really a hero to me, and her name is Evangeline Booth. And Evangeline Booth is the daughter, the seventh child of eight, to the founders of the Salvation Army, William and Catherine Booth, who founded the Salvation Army the very year that Evangeline, their daughter, was born in 1865. And Evangeline Booth is someone who has really inspired me. In fact, I wrote my master's thesis on her. And she was a powerhouse woman who, as a teenager, would go to the worst locations in London, England, and would sing and would speak of the love of God to the poor, you know, poor people who were rejected and cast aside in society. And she was following in her parents' footsteps, because, of course, that's how the Salvation Army started. It was all about taking the good news of God's love to the world through Jesus outside of the walls of the church and taking it to the people. So Evangeline, I love, and I will tell you this about Evangeline Booth, that she was a powerhouse speaker. She rose. She was the first female general, sort of like the Pope of the Catholic Church. She was the first female general of the Salvation Army. And in fact, I'll tell you this, her father, she had such a beautiful relationship with her dad, William Booth. And they were so close. Anytime there was an issue in the Salvation Army anywhere around the world, Larry, her father would just say, send Eva. He called her Eva. And anytime there was a problem, he would just say, send Eva. Get that woman in there to fix this. And I know, isn't that great? She had two marriage proposals, and her father, in the 1800s, her father stood in the way of two marriage proposals for her. He said, no, Eva, don't get married. And he said, if you get married, you will be relegated to the kitchen, and you are far too talented and too good. So her father, this is again the late 1800s, early 1900s, he stood in the way of two marriage proposals to his daughter because she was such a powerhouse gifted woman in terms of bringing the love of God to the world, and she rose to become the first female general of the Salvation Army. So she is definitely a hero to me.
That's one.
Had you heard of her before?
I've never heard of her, but it was wonderful listening to her about it, though. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
You explained it to me. It was a.
Yes.
I could see what she was, a powerful speaker. Yes, she's a powerful speaker, a powerful lady. You know, her father had great confidence in her, and she's a general, and she rose. Yes, I enjoyed this story. I've never heard of her, but I'm glad she inspires you.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, what I find exciting today, Larry, and I say this everywhere I go, because, you know, a lot of marriage hasn't done very well, sadly. And I am all for marriage. I have been married 29 years to my husband, Cam. I have two sons and a daughter-in-law. I am very, very thankful for the marriage that God has given to me. And I love that it didn't just come easily. It's a lot of work. But today, a lot of people aren't getting married, and a lot of women who want to get married just can't find the right man. So I think she's an inspiration for women, for a married woman like me. But I think she's also, and I like to tell her story, for single women, maybe, you know, a woman who has lost her spouse, or a woman who's divorced, or a woman who's never been married. I think Evangeline Booth is a wonderful inspiration for those women, because, I definitely like to say this, that you do not need to wait around for someone to fulfill you so that you can then get working and get going. This is a woman who knew that she would have more time on her hands without a husband. If God brings one, fabulous. But if he doesn't, fabulous. Get going and do the work that you are called to do, and don't wait around for someone to complete you. Get going. And I think she's a wonderful inspiration for single women as well. And I think for single people, not just women, but men as well.
And I'm going to look her up and do some research, do more research and read about her. Great lesson we learned today on the show. Everyone, we have Nancy Hicks from Pennsylvania. She's author of Meant to Live. And you want to invite her to speak, go to her website, www.nancyhickslive.com. Is that nancyhickslive.com?
Yeah, that's right, L-I-V-E, nancyhickslive.com.
Okay, that's her website. Go there and hear all about her, read all about her, see what she... You would like to invite her to speak. www.nancyhickslive.com. Nancy, you have 90 seconds left if you want to say some final things. You have 90 seconds left, Nancy.
Well, I would just say that if people certainly go to my website, but I think the core of the book is to call people wherever you are in your life, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're going through, whoever you are, however far from God or far from people you feel, that there's hope to come alive. And whatever life looks like where you are, it can be always, always increased. So certainly my book, Meant to Live, again, you can get that on Amazon. Go to my website, nancyhickslive.com. Or Facebook and Instagram, Nancy Hicks Live. You can find me, and I connect with people every single day through any of those means. So I'd love to hear from you.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy, for coming on the author. Larry Tune Gospel Radio Show. We're going to play the episode this week for the Blog Talk Radio, LinkedIn. We're going to start some watch parties, too. You'll definitely see the episode again, so be looking for the episode. We have Nancy Hicks from Pennsylvania, live on the Uncle Larry Tomb Show. We have 10 seconds. Everyone, thank you, Nancy. Have a good day, and God bless you.
Thank you. You too, Larry. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.